This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the assistance this evening of Christina Antoniadis. We're talking to Scott Hedges from FIRIS, Fairness in Religion in Schools, about the special religious instruction that's being given to school children here in state schools. And it's all beginning to sound rather disturbing. Alan from Northcote says, when did it become instruction? When I went to primary in the 1970s, it was still called education. And James says, balance is paramount. The child can further their interests at university or in their own time. I have no problem with a general knowledge basis of religion at its basic level, but philosophy and ethics ought to be taught instead. And this is Tony in St Kilda says, it's absolutely unacceptable that the Victorian government allows special religious instruction. This madness has to end. Seems like you've got a lot of support out there.
Oh, it's good to hear.
So what are you doing about it?
Well, Doug, we started out actually just by writing, you know, very reasoned and thoughtful letters to the Minister of Education.
Oh, that always helps.
It didn't actually do. I just sort of want to clarify that what we've done is we've upped the ante. We got these sort of insulting circular arguments back, we put together basically our argument for why we thought this was wrong, and we submitted it to a public interest law clearinghouse group, which passed it on to a law firm here, and they read our brief and they said that you're right, and they're bringing a case before VCAT in March. It's about 20 days away.
For those who don't know, that's the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal.
Yes, and basically we're arguing that the way the Minister of Education is interpreting the law, the policy that he is overseeing, it violates the Equal Opportunity Act. In other words, that these children should not be segregated in school. This is a compulsory activity. They shouldn't have to opt out.
And of course, they're not given much to do when they are opted out, are
they?
Well,
the policy is completely designed to cater to the interests of this church organization.
Yeah, because Kez has just reminded me, she went to school in New South Wales. All these immigrants. She says, when I was in primary school in New South Wales, we had scripture. The kids who were of no religion were sent to the hall where they did nothing.
Yeah, and this is exactly what, you know, school, when you're, and I want to emphasize, we're talking about 5-year-old children, 6-year-old children.
Yeah.
This should be a big sandbox where they all play together.
Yeah, the fact that they're specifically excluded from being taught anything useful during that period is particularly vindictive, I think, by the sounds of it.
For most of these kids, this is the first time they experience discrimination on something called religion. For many of them, they have no clue. Mm. So as adults, we're doing the wrong thing by the kids.
Christina.
The other thing, Scott, I mean, do people actually send, I know a lot of friends that have sent their children specifically to state schools because they've got no religious affiliation. And now to have this brought in, when I went to school, and just back on that text message, religious education was at a Catholic school that wasn't necessarily in the state school system. And now we've got it out there as well. So you really can't get away from it no matter where you decide to send your children.
Yeah, the church doesn't want to let the rabbits have holes.
And I suppose this is a nice little earner, too, for Access Ministries, isn't it? I mean, how much do they charge
service? Listen, you're exactly right, Doug. This is a valuable franchise. They have a $12 million budget.
Ow.
The Howard government created a funding mechanism, which is...
So that's federal money.
It's federal and state. So essentially, this is a state-funded church organization, which has no secular, has no sort of social agendas. Like Salvos is sort of helping people that are down on their luck.
Yeah.
These are so, you know, running hospitals are things that we can all say this is something, but this is about instructing children in religion. It's about religion. It's not about helping people.
So when does your case at VCAT come up?
March 1st.
And what do you think the outcome is going to be?
Doug, I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I do know that this is a watershed time, that these arguments have never been put in a way that they will have to be responded to in the way we are going to make them.
Have you spoken to Martin Dixon, the education minister, at all?
Look, we usually talk to him via a reporter or the media. He knows what we think. I've made entreaties and outreach to his staff. I've said, look, this isn't political for us. We are not political. And we would love to give the minister a way out, but we will continue to press our case.
Yeah. And just to make the point once more, you're not about taking religion out of schools. You're about it being there in an appropriate context and taught in an appropriate way.
So we're about education and learning about, really, you know, you really can't make sense of human culture, of human society, or history without understanding the threads and the themes that have animated it. And let's face it, you know, religion, it was our first attempt to grapple with things that we didn't understand. And for many people, it's still a central part of their lives.
Well, Rob Mitchell's messaged in to say that you ought to contact Clem Newton Brown, the MP for Prahran, because he's had no problem in organising meetings with Education Minister Dixon for him in the past. So you might want to contact Clem.
Thanks.
And I can give you Clem's number if you want it.
Yeah.
I have that. Now, this is obviously going to run and run. I don't think this is something that's going to be over and done within one case, because if you win, it'll be appealed, presumably, and it's going to go on for a while. How's your funding looking? Where are you getting your funding from?
Everything we've done to date has been donated by parents. We don't have...
How many members have you got at the moment, roughly?
1,000.
Wow.
That's not bad. That's not bad going. And you've got that big billboard up now as well.
Yep, that was donated.
And where is that?
It's in Boleyn.
Yeah, why particularly there?
It was near... Look, I had to put it somewhere.
sure. I just wondered why that particular location. You know, is it near a big state school? Or?
The parliament wasn't available. it is near one of the schools that is involved in the legal action, although I want to make it clear, this isn't about the schools. The principals, the teachers really don't have anything to do with this. And in fact, the union passed a resolution which represents teachers, saying that this is, you know, not something that they support at all.
No. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks, Doug. I'd love to put links to our site and to further reading and stuff on our webpage, and you can link to us.
Yeah, I have done that. If you go to my blog page for this program, which is rainbowreporter.com, I have put a link on there through to your Religion in Schools website, where people can find all the information they need about what you're doing, about what the case is, about how they can help if they want to, and all the rest of it.
Thanks for your interest. It's really just, you know, people taking action that's going to change this.
Well, it's very obvious that it's an issue that affects the same-sex community, because there are lots of same-sex parents out there now, and they don't know what their children are being taught about same-sex relationships, mm-hmm. because these evangelical people tend to be extremely against gay relationships.
It really is an extreme imposition on the rights of parents to decide for themselves what kind of religious instruction they want for their kids.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time today, Scott, and the best of luck with it. In a moment, we'll talk with Micah Scott of Minus 18.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.